A powerful Florida senator who was also vying to be the GOP candidate for governor has been toppled over accusations of public corruption and sexual harassment. I'm Lynn Hatter. Two investigations substantiated allegations that State Senator Jack Latvala groped women and made sexually aggressive comments toward them. There's also evidence he offered to trade sexual favors for votes, which the special master's report notes could amount to public corruption, a criminal charge. The state Senate has handed over its findings, and Florida Department of Law Enforcement spokeswoman Gretel Plessinger says her office has the capacity to investigate the matter further.
We do have a unit called Executive Investigations, and in the past they have investigated government officials and
In his resignation letter, Latvala criticizes investigators for taking the word of accusers over his own, and he says he's been steadfast in promoting women professionally. In a November interview with Bay News 9's Political Connections show, Latvala fiercely maintained he has done nothing wrong.
You know, I have apologized for bringing the headlines to my family, even though I don't think I did anything wrong. I have apologized if I've let my mouth overload my good sense and something that I've said to people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to apologize for something I haven't done. And I draw the line at touching someone in a private area, a female in their private area, without their permission.
So,
I've just never done it, never will.
Attorney Stephen Andrews says Latvala chose to resign not because of guilt, but because the investigations were becoming a distraction to the legislature.
He realized that if we continued to challenge this, it would have been disruptive to the business of the Senate, disruptive to the state of Florida, and would have interfered with the job that the Senate would do in the upcoming session.
Throughout the investigations, Latvala has faced increasing calls to step aside. House Speaker Richard Corcoran was among the first to say Latvala should go, and he predicted earlier in the month in an interview with C-SPAN's Washington Journal that the senator could end up being forced out.
And honestly, it looks at this point that they're heading towards expulsion, and if he's expelled, he'll be one of the first sitting members in the legislature expelled in who knows how long, decades.
And Governor Rick Scott suggested previously that if allegations against the senator were true,
you know, he needs to resign.
Wednesday, Scott, along with Attorney General Pam Bondi, formally called for Latvala's resignation, making him the third state senator to step down this year. Frank Artiles of Miami left in May after making racist statements to two African-American lawmakers and disparaging Senate President Joe Negron. Democrat Jeff Clemons resigned in November after Politico Florida reported he had an affair with a lobbyist, and Politico Florida was also the first to report the allegations against Latvala. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.